The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. A Michigan-based egg producer is expanding in Indiana. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. An official groundbreaking ceremony was held Thursday on a brand new $20 million egg processing facility in northeastern Indiana.
It's the right move for us as a company and a fantastic location and community presence here.
And that's Cody Herbrook, Associate Vice President of Operations for Herbrook's Poultry Ranch. The company is building a 75,000 square foot facility in Kendallville, which is in Noble County, Indiana, just across the border from Michigan.
We're based out of Saranac, Michigan, where my grandpa and grandma founded the company back in 1958. But we have a lot of operations in the northern Indiana area and a lot of egg-laying hens here. And so for us, the timing was just right to have a processing plant here for those local eggs here right in Indiana.
Cody says the new facility will process about 420 million eggs each year.
It's a lot of eggs that it takes to feed America, and we're just a small piece of that to be part of people's breakfast every day.
He adds that both Indiana and Michigan provide outstanding opportunities, not just for the poultry industry, but for all of agriculture.
Michigan and Indiana just both have such a rich agricultural history, and the communities that we're able to be a part of are also a part of that rich agricultural history. And Kendallville to us was very similar to what we're used to in Michigan and in other parts of Indiana, where we're just able to find and plug into a great community and a great resource of people that enjoy food and enjoy agriculture and are excited along with us.
The new facility is expected to open in the spring and create 60 new jobs. Check out my full conversation with Cody Herbrook at MichiganAgToday.com.
It takes focus, dedication, and vision to run a farming operation. Those are also the qualities we at Michigan Ag Today have in bringing you the information you need every day. With the largest broadcast team in the state, we have the resources to cover Michigan agriculture. That's why we are the most listened to and most trusted media source in Michigan. We are Michigan Ag Today, heard daily on this station.
This is Levi from St. John's, and you are listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Cold air trying to make a return to Michigan, but it's not going to happen today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with that Michigan Ag weather update. In the midst of a warm air surge still, starting off this morning with plenty of warm air lifting through the state, but precipitation that's associated with it, I think, dwindles fairly quickly in southern lower Michigan. May have a little bit of a longer tail central and northern parts of lower Michigan. And I still think everything through the day today is going to stay on the rain side, on the backs of the very strong warm air surge that we've experienced over the past 24 to 36 hours. However, cold air is coming. We're going to be seeing the first wave or first edge of the cold air tonight. It's definitely going to be cooler this afternoon and evening than how we're starting the day here. But then we are going to be seeing a reinforcing shot, or the, I guess we'll say, true cold front sweep through as we go through it tomorrow. Tomorrow's precipitation, I think, is a little bit more spotty. I'm not going to rule it out anywhere. I think we end up with 80 to 90% coverage of rain and potentially wet snowflakes mixing together. I think as we get into the Saturday afternoon and evening time frame, most precipitation is going to be coming as snow. We cool off very, very quickly, and I think we can see some accumulations across Michigan, a couple of inches by the time all is said and done from late Saturday, well, let's just say Saturday afternoon, right on through Sunday morning. We'll have some lake enhancement of that snow Sunday morning and midday before the winds honestly subside just a little bit. Arctic air sits on top of us for the rest of the weekend, though, through Sunday night and Monday. We warm Tuesday, and then cold air comes racing back midweek forward. The initial surge of that cold air brings some snow for Wednesday into early Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
As we hop into the Wayback Machine and check out how the markets did on Thursday, we hear now from Andy Eubank and from Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. They spoke just before the close of trade on Thursday.
Looks like the markets are positioning for that Monday USDA crop update. A lot of data coming on Monday. Additionally, Carl, it appears maybe the soybean market came up against some chart resistance after a much higher day on Wednesday.
Yeah, we ran into a little bit of resistance on the soybean contract. Around that 1070 mark is some pretty firm resistance for the March soybeans. Also, soybeans seeing some pressure from the Goldman roll that's taking place right now. Really not too much of a factor in corn. Funds were short on the nearby corn, so we're seeing a little bit of buying take place there. In soybeans, though, we're seeing some liquidation. Also, thoughts that we could see a little bit more precipitation in South America as we move into the weekend. A little bit wetter, not just for Brazil, but also for Argentina, putting some pressure on the soybeans.
Once again, Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. Settlements from Thursday, March corn down just 0.75 cents to 446. May corn unchanged at 454. March soybeans dropping 5.75 cents to 10.61 1/4. May beans also 5.75 cents lower at 10.73 1/4. March wheat also unchanged at 5.18. February live cattle 75 cents higher Thursday at 235.27. February lean hogs gaining $1.07 to close at 85.87. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.